This piece was brought to you by White Oak Pastures, whiteoakpastures.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Science and technology.
Aw, sweet. Thanks, Mom. Give me that leg.
No, I want the thigh.
Give me the thigh, Erin!
No, it's my turn. You had the thigh last time.
Dark meat versus light meat. This war has been waged over many a chicken dinner and Thanksgiving table.
It's you guys, come on.
What?
While you guys are fighting, I'm eating both wings.
You always get the wings.
Because I'm fast.
But these differences go far beyond the carving knife. A meat's color, tenderness, and flavor are a reflection of that meat's former life as a muscle. A muscle that had a very specific job to do in a living, breathing animal. Understanding that muscle can help us cook it and make it as delicious as possible. The cells and muscles, the ones that do all the moving work, are called muscle fibers. Long and thin, they're grouped together in bundles that make up the different sections of the overall muscle group. There are two main types of muscle fibers, fast twitch and slow twitch. Imagine you're a chicken, minding your own chicken business, when a fox comes out of nowhere and bears down on you. You need muscles that can get you out of there and fast. Chicken breast, the muscle that powers the wings to make a quick getaway, is made up of all fast twitch muscle fibers. Fast twitch fibers run on carbohydrates. Like a four-year-old on a candy bender, these muscles move fast and frantic. And like a four-year-old coming down from a sugar high, they can only go for so long before they're out of energy and out of breath, useless until they can recharge. Adam Danforth, butcher and author, knows all about the transformation from muscle into meat.
But those fast twitch explosive muscle fibers are actually a larger fiber than the muscle fibers in a leg. Fast twitch muscle fibers are less tender because of their ability to produce more strength. You know, comparatively, the muscle fibers in a leg are actually far more tender than the muscle fibers in a breast. It just happens that a leg also has more connective tissue because it does more work.
The muscles in chicken legs have a more thankless job. No life-saving heroics. The leg muscles are responsible for holding the bird up and letting it walk around. They need a lot more endurance and support, so they utilize slow-twitch muscle fibers. Instead of running on carbohydrates, slow-twitch muscle fibers use fat because it is a steadier source of energy, but they need oxygen from the bloodstream to metabolize it. Slow twitch fibers have proteins called myoglobin that act like oxygen holding centers. When oxygen diffuses through the muscle fibers, it attaches to iron atoms in the center of the myoglobin. Oxygen-carrying myoglobins are deep red, and so the more myoglobin, the darker the meat. The difference between fast twitch and slow twitch fibers are most noticeable in poultry, with mostly dormant muscles like the breast and very active ones like the legs. But you can still tell the difference in myoglobin in red meat animals like cows.
You would look at like the least used muscle, which would be the tenderloin, which is a very pale red color. And then you'd look at, let's say, a beef shank, which is constantly working, and it's a super deep red color.
Different types of muscles present different challenges in the kitchen. Light meat will brown easily, but the thick muscle fibers get tough and dried out in the blink of an eye. Dark meat has fat and thinner fibers, and so it has a little bit more room for error, but you have to contend with connective tissue. Consistently hard-working muscles like chicken legs need help from connective tissue.
The connective tissue is what provides a lot of structural support for muscles that are doing a lot of structural work.
Connective tissue is made up of collagen that helps hold the muscles together internally and connect it to other muscles and bones and tendons.
It's sort of like a fabric, it's woven strands.
Woven strands that are not fun to try and chew through, but add a little heat, a little water, and the collagen starts to break down into a smooth, unctuous gelatin. This is how barbecue transforms tough, gnarly pieces of meat full of connective tissue into tender deliciousness. How an animal moves through its environment, how it's raised, how old it was, what the muscles were designed to do, all have an immense impact on the taste and texture on the plate. When you enter the ring for your next chicken dinner, know what you're fighting for.
If you step to the best, you're gonna fall like the rest, yo.
Whatever, Mom takes the breast every time.
For Heritage Radio Network, I'm Meredith Hodnott.
I don't want the breast. Where's the thigh?
In this family, they spend so much time talking, I get to eat all the food.